Welcome back to CFRA Live. As you may have heard, Taylor Swift dropping a new double album on Friday. Once again making waves, Tortured Poets Department. And to give you an idea of the popularity of this new album, it's already become the most streamed album in a single day for Spotify, reportedly exceeding 200 million streams. So just kind of the latest triumph in a list of triumphs for Taylor Swift. And Queen's University has a new course now that is looking at some of those triumphs through a law perspective. A first-of-its-kind entertainment law course will be offered later this year, centered on Taylor Swift. Its teacher will be Mohammed Kimji. He is the Associate Dean for Academic Policy and a professor in the Faculty of Law at Queen's University. He joins us this morning to chat about this. Mohammed, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I wonder, have you heard the album yet?
I absolutely have. Not enough times. I mean, I still want to listen to it some more, but I really like it. It's, you know, it's it builds on Midnight, the album before, and it's an understated adult pop record that I'm really enjoying.
We've seen a lot of great reactions to it so far as well. But just in terms of even the general reach of this, I'm very kind of, you try to get a handle on it, but it is hard to understand. Even during last night's, get this, Leafs game, one of the reporter throws back to the ice was that, you know, the Leafs fans are in the tortured fans department. So the idea that, you know, Taylor Swift is everywhere in NFL, in football, in NHL, it's kind of incredible, her reach in pop culture.
Oh, it's astonishing. I mean, she dominates pop culture to such a degree that we would struggle to find a historical comparison. I mean, another extreme example would be right now the prime ministers of Singapore and Thailand are fighting over which country has the exclusive right to host the Eras Tour in that part of the world. It's just astonishing.
You know, it's incredible to see, and obviously that brings with it a lot of fun, but there also is a business side to this as well. And so just in terms of a law course here, why did you think that Taylor Swift would represent a good, I guess, feature to kind of wrap around a law course?
Well, the idea came about spontaneously to me about a month ago, and I was just chatting to one of my colleagues who's also a fan, and we were just going through her re-recorded albums and debating which one was better, you know, the Taylor's version or the original version. And as part of this conversation, she asked me, well, why did Taylor Swift re-record her albums? And so I started explaining the business reasons and the legal reasons, and it made me think, you know, my students would be interested in this as well. And so I started doing some research on her various interactions with the law, and I realized that, you know, I could structure an entire entertainment law course and rely exclusively on examples from her career to illustrate those concepts.
And clearly, there has been a couple. You kind of referenced a big one there in terms of kind of re-recording her own music again to kind of take ownership of it. I guess, how did that kind of play out in a entertainment law sense?
Well, entertainment law is a practice area, and so it touches on various legal subjects like contracts and the negotiation of record deals, specifically in her case. It touches on copyright, that sort of legal regime that governs ownership of creative work. And I just find that specific example from her career really, really fascinating because it's had a practical impact on how record deals are now negotiated. And of course, it's lawyers that negotiate these deals. You know, again, a famous example would be Olivia Rodrigo was negotiating her record deal in 2020, and she insisted that she retain ownership of the masters, and the record company agreed. And she cited Taylor Swift explicitly as her inspiration for doing so. And so now what record companies are doing in turn is they're negotiating for longer periods that prevent the musician from re-recording their songs.
When you think about that, it's incredible, right? You have an artist that has literally single-handedly changed the legal ramifications surrounding recording music.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, her impact is really just astonishing. I mean, she is worthy of study as a social phenomenon because we haven't seen anything like her before.
Yeah, it's a good point. This is just kind of the business aspect of it, not even the social phenomenon in this. Just in terms of a couple more examples, you mentioned one in terms of re-recording albums. Just any other examples that come to the top of your mind in terms of how she is a good example or a good kind of figure to teach some of the things that she's been going through or gone through when it comes to law?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned a second ago, so entertainment touches on various legal areas. Another one would be trademarks. So the trademarks, you know, one class in the course will be dedicated to that legal area. And one of the key examples we'll use is how Evermore Park in Utah filed a lawsuit against Taylor Swift for calling one of her albums Evermore.
You could definitely understand that. I was also reading that she had run into some issues, not even with her, but kind of in her atmosphere as well, with Travis Kelce and kind of his likeness and the Kansas City Chiefs logo as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, these are rumors in the press, but she's apparently encouraging Travis Kelce to file trademarks of his own. And that's another example we'll be looking at in that particular class. I mean, to acquire trademark protection, you need to meet a certain legal standard for distinctiveness. And one of the issues the course will be exploring is, you know, is what Travis Kelce is filing protection for, does it meet that standard of distinctiveness to merit that kind of protection?
These are all fascinating discussions. I would absolutely love to take the course to kind of learn more. Just, I guess, a last one for you is, I don't know if it's asking like one of your favorite kids, but what is your favorite Taylor Swift album at this point?
So that really depends upon my mood. I mean, if I'm in a really good mood, I'm looking forward to something, I'm going out or whatever, it's 1989. And if I'm feeling a little bit sad or reflective, then it's Folklore.
Oh, man, of course. You've got one for every mood, of course, as well. But, Mohammed, thank you so much for telling us about this morning, and good luck with this in the future. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Mohammed Kimchi is the Associate Dean for Academic Policy and a professor in the Faculty of Law at Queen's University. He's tackling that. I was kind of looking down some of the issues that they're bringing up. They are starting a new entertainment law course at Queen's University. Mohammed going to be the one to teach it as well. But as you even heard him talk about there, it's, you know, Taylor Swift gets a lot of, you know, flack, perhaps, and I don't know, somewhat of a butt of a joke in terms of, it's, I don't know, I just feel like sometimes she gets minimized in terms of just, you know, it's a pop musician, right? I'm not even a big Taylor Swift fan. But just the idea in terms of the impacts that she has had over the last little while is undeniable. Very, very interesting. 843, your thoughts, welcome. 580-580, tweet us at CFRA Ottawa. As I mentioned last night during the Leafs game as well, Kyle Bukauskas, who actually covers the Sens normally for Sportsnet, said that the Leafs were part of the tortured fans department. Text here, Kristen Canada says, I don't know about you, but as a manager looking to hire, Taylor Swift studies would make it to the top of the pile. It will keep HR busy, that's for sure. Yeah. I don't think anybody's really majoring in Taylor Swift. Just kind of more of a fun little credit to pick up. We've seen this happen before with other major artists as well, but just wouldn't you rather take a course on Taylor Swift or the Beatles or something rather than, I don't know, tort law or something? I don't know.